I keep getting interrupted, seems like. Well, the tape run out. Bonop came in and wanted to know something, if she could go to church or something. I don't know. Anyway, she never finished. Somebody called her. So, let's go on with my tale and see what's happening here. I got two nice letters from you yesterday, boy. They were the ones that you wrote Saturday and Sunday a week ago when you went to Aunt Annie's birthday party. And I don't know, for some reason, I just reread them letters a dozen times. Usually, you're not so full of news, but you had a lot of items in there, and I was really, really interested. Talked about cutting the lawn. What you ought to do is buy a new mower altogether. That mower is bought it in 1958, you remember. So it's about time you threw it away and got a new one. And you mowed the lawn, or tried to, and you went out to see Lee, and you hightailed over to Aunt Annie's birthday party and saw a lot of people over that way. That's pretty good. I'd kind of like to see all of them. I guess they're not much change, still talking and smiling and shaking hands and slapping each other on the back. I never heard you mention Uncle Jim. I guess maybe he didn't get there, but you said all of them were there, so I expect he wasn't far off. And speaking of Jim, I wonder how his granddaughter is making out in the far west with her husband. If you hear any more news, cut me in. I'm rather curious about our little girl with the big brain. Seems like we don't, us brainy folks have a little trouble sometimes with our lives. You notice that? I included me in that. I don't know why, because I never had no trouble, and I never had no brains, so I guess I was in the wrong category. I was speaking the wrong thing. I was really thinking about Carol, though, and her studies, and her aunt, is that her aunt? That's her aunt, who had a sad experience. How's she doing anyway? Ladessa, all right? Well, see, I got something I've been trying to say. Oh, yeah, I was going down to Saigon, and I'm going to talk to those folks down there, see about a job to come back to. If they don't have any for me, I'm going to just... I think I'll turn in my suit, because I don't really want to come back here to Quan Nai, although if I had it to do over again, I'd pick this place first. But, damn it, there's a lot of country to see, and I'm a lot of other places to people to meet, and I don't know why I should be stuck back here for 3 years for another tour. This is where people have a hell of a hard time, that second tour. So I don't want to have that trouble. I want to have no trouble at all. I want to be in a place where I can jump on an airplane quickly and get to my baby in a couple hours and sit around and chew the fat, or shoot the bull, and things like that for a few hours. As you may notice, I'm still a little bit punchy. in this conversation thing, I This is about the only relaxation. You're about the only one I talk to tell you the truth. And that's not, unless it's business. I don't know why I should always not want to talk any sports or anything with anyone else. They just don't seem to come. I don't seem to be around the people that I enjoy talking to so much. There's nothing really to say to them. And if I just keep quiet and listen, I get along a lot better. Sometimes I get very unhappy talking to some of these people. And I think I get the feeling that they don't, their aims in life are entirely different than mine. But that's not true. I know I can get along with everybody, and I can shoot the breeze with them if they talk on something I know about. But we said in your letter where there was big explosions up in Da Nang. I think some of them knuckle-headed Marines lit a grass fire up there, and it got over into their ammunition dump. And I guess it blew for a couple hours, and there was big 500-pound bombs going off there that made a mushroom like an atom bomb. And I guess it did scare the bejesus out of a lot of people. I think only one was killed. But I think it devastated a lot of refugee camp. And when they take 20,000, usually those refugee camps can build up to 6,000. And there might have been three or four of those camps around. And they're just made out of mud. And some tin on top, and it could blow them down. Of course, they talk about 20,000 people. But it did a lot of damage, whatever it was, and it wasn't the VC, though, so it was just one of the fates that go along with a lot of ammunition stowed in one place. It probably make the VC chuckle, but he knows there's a lot more where that's coming from. So he ain't playing it too wild yet. Old Charlie's been real quiet here the last few days at my place. There's nothing going out down around town. Of course, the moon's out full, and he don't come out when it's too bright. But it'll be down again by the 15th of May, and between there and between the 10th and the 20th, there'll probably be a lot of racket going on. And Ho Chi Minh's birthday's on the 20th, and we usually tie Charlie's actions up to certain things like that. We had some of him cornered out here the other day, I understand, and right in broad daylight, they racked out a few of them. He got caught doing something. But I'm not worried about Charlie, I'm worried about Carly. I've got to get him his physical. I'm supposed to go up to Da Nang this next Wednesday evening. I never did get my physical up there. I got my tests, I think. I told you about them. And I've got to get up there and get my physical and pick up my test examinations and take them over to the hospital. Then I've got to go down to Da Nang, Saigon, and see what's going on. And then I've got to come back and pack up all my clothes and pack up my tape, pack up all my everything I've got, which isn't much. I think I'm going to sell this tape deck and speakers because I ordered another one and we'll have them sent home. I hope they get there all right. I'm looking forward to them getting there because I like to have you have that, the one I'm going to send you, with a couple of speakers involved. Well, I've got to get some words of endearment in here, honey. Tell you how much I love you and how much I miss you. As I get closer to the kicking off time, I really do have a hankering to get home to you. And missing you every day and envisioning in my mind the meeting and holding you and kissing you and a good time we're going to have when we get together. So just hang on till I get there and keep everybody happy. Tell them give them our regards and tell them how much I appreciate their sending their regards to me, and you telling me in your letters that things are coming along fine. I'm real happy. Take good care of your hot flashes and your hot temper, and just know that the good Lord's watching over you and me, you and me, and we'll be together, and he'll then watch over us both together from now on. Okay? Good night, honey. Here's a sweet kiss for you. Take care of yourself and pet my little dog. Say howdy to my relatives and tell them I thank them very much for thinking of me and sending me their love and regards and prayers. So this Sabbath, May the 4th, a beautiful day in Quan Nai, and I know when you get this tape, it'll be a beautiful day in Old Boulder, Colorado. For you.